I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 on All Classical Radio, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Today, we will get to know 17-year-old pianist Nikita Istratov. Nikita is one of the winners of a spot on Cognizant's Young Artist Debut Concert, and thus will be performing on stage at the Reser in Beaverton on May 17th. Nikita is the son of Russian immigrants and says he continues to be influenced by his family's culture and language. At the Cognizant concert on May 17th, he happens to be performing music by Rachmaninoff. Nikita is a very accomplished pianist. He also happens to be a senior at Sunset High School, and I was curious to know what his college plans look like. I notice you're carrying around a Juilliard water bottle. What's happening?
Yeah, well, it's actually, I'm not going to Juilliard.
Okay.
I just have the water bottle from when I visited. And yeah, I'm still not entirely sure where my career lies in the future. So my goal is to keep as many doors open as possible, have as many opportunities. So that might result in a dual degree between music and psychology.
Ooh.
Or neuroscience. But I definitely want to pursue music and see where it goes for me. Just in the effort of keeping as much open as possible, I applied to schools that have both academic programs and music programs and have a school of music. I just want to keep doing what I love and see where it takes me. And see, because you never know what doors open in the future and where things go, but I want to allow as many potential doors to open as possible. So I'm just keeping my options open.
Tell me about psychology, though. What about that is interesting to you? How long have you been interested in that?
Well, you know, it's actually really connected to music. So it's interesting that you bring it up. But basically, I've always been interested in human creativity in the arts. And not just in the arts, but everywhere, because it exists there's great leaders in technology, there's great leaders in all industries. But with my personal experience in music, when I play the music of the great composers of the past, when I listen to the symphonies of Beethoven or the, you know, piano concertos of Chopin or Liszt, it really occurs to me that these are the works of genius, but you have to stop and think, you know, how is it possible? How are they able to create these works? How's the human mind in general able to create, you know, these great things? And how do certain people become these geniuses? What in their mind drives creativity, and where does it even come from? And so that's what really interests me. And I guess that kind of falls under the field of cognitive neuroscience more than anything. But in a way, it serves as a way that I can unite my interests in academics and sort of the academics that I pursue in school. I see it in my biology class, even, you know, sometimes in social studies classes, in a history or anthropology class. But I also see it in music, in myself, and in music history. And it's a really interesting combination of my interests. I guess it goes back also to a lot of different issues, even this, you know, nature versus nurture, and how do you develop talent? How does talent develop in a person? And are certain people more prone to success? Is talent, you know, some sort of intrinsic thing? You know, these geniuses are rare. They're very rare. You don't have, you know, Beethoven everywhere around you, right? So I guess that might be, to a certain extent, at play, but it must be a lot of different factors. I think issues like this and many issues that the 21st century world faces, things like battling cancer and climate change, it requires a very multidisciplinary approach, very multidisciplinary thinking on the side of leaders to develop novel solutions and to think in new ways, because you need a new approach to develop something that will be able to combat new challenges. I'm Nikita Estratov, and I'm 17 years old.
Tell me about some of your hobbies. I see on your bio, well, your last sentence of your bio on the CogniArt website says that you love attending concerts, doing photography, and you have a pilot's license. So can we talk about flying?
Well, that started when I was about 11.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you won't believe it. I soloed before I got my driver's license. So yeah, I couldn't drive a car, but I could fly. So that's better in my opinion. Anyways. They use small planes, like Cessnas, like single engine, single propeller, you know, not jets, obviously. I fly out of Aurora Airport. It's a little kind of south of Portland. And I did get my license last summer. I actually got it on my 17th birthday, which is the earliest, the first day that it was possible. And it took some work. It's definitely not easy. And I started my ground school back when I was in middle school. And I found that, of course, all of these meteorological concepts and human factors and navigation is all way above the level of any middle school class I ever had. But in a way, it was very rewarding for me because I had always desired more knowledge and more responsibility in a way. And so here, when you're flying, you definitely have to be an adult in terms of the level of knowledge that you retain and the maturity and the discipline to adhere to certain procedures. So yeah, I did some cross countries in my training, and I got my license. So I spent my 17th birthday, I spent it taking an 8-hour oral exam and then a check ride. And I was like nervous the entire day. But at least I passed. So that was a great birthday present.
Now, it is clear to me that you have some demanding and thrilling hobbies, which leads me to wonder then, why music is so important to you. Can you talk about what it is you get out of music? Why do you love it so much? What does it do for you?
There's a lot of reasons, but for me, classical music has been the greatest passion in my life because I think it's extremely powerful. And there's power in how easily it spreads, whether I'm playing, you know, at those recitals in one of the halls at Carnegie Hall, or if I'm playing at the train station in Paris or at a retirement home, it just reaches everyone in earshot. And it's, you know, at a basic level, it's such ephemeral stuff. It's music is just vibrations and air, I think. But it's extremely powerful for what it is. And I think when I listen to all sorts of types of classical music and all of its diverse forms and diverse styles and diverse composers, I feel the greatest expressions of the human condition, expressions of pain, sorrow, regret, love, and happiness and jollity that I've ever experienced. And when I listen to works that have such a powerful emotional impact, I think, how can anyone not love it?
That is 17-year-old pianist Nikita Estratov. He's a senior at Sunset High School and will be performing at CogniArt's Young Artist Debut Concert on May 17th at the Reser in Beaverton. Details are in the cultural calendar at our website. You can also revisit this episode at that website, as well as listen to previous episodes of On Deck, all at allclassical.org. On Deck is also available as a podcast, which you can and probably should subscribe to. I'm Crystal Wessel. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll come back next Saturday at 5 for another episode of On Deck with Young Musicians.